Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frankfurter Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frankfurter, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about if we love God. And what do I mean? Well, my words today are going to be sort of wrestling with the readings that we had from this past Sunday, the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. So we heard in the second reading, St. Peter tells us that we are to sanctify Christ as Lord of our hearts. So then, of course, that leads us to a question. What is St. Peter calling us to do? He is calling us, of course, to reverence Christ from our hearts, because it is in the hearts, it is of the hearts, it is from the heart that Christ makes his temple known and open to the Holy Spirit. We see the power and the necessity of the Holy Spirit, and of course, in our first reading, which had the laying on of hands, the imposition of the Holy Spirit that comes upon the people that are yearning for the presence of the Spirit in their life. Now, of course, this tells us that the Holy Spirit doesn't work against our humanity, but with it. So just like we grow in our own nature in a variety of moments that make up our lives, so we grow in Christ through the Spirit by different moments. The moments, of course, that reading was referring to was the sacraments of what we now know as baptism and confirmation. So what is this growth in the Spirit that makes it possible to reverence Christ from the heart all about? It is about love. Love. Jesus tells us in the gospel for the day that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. The important word in that statement, my brothers and sisters, is the word if. Love cannot be forced out of the heart or into the heart. Love must be given from the heart and received freely by the heart for it to be love. That if is something we all must think about and wrestle with during our lives. If I love Jesus is a thought that may upset our hearts at first, but if we stay with it, that statement can reveal our hearts to us, letting us know what aspects of our hearts we keep away from Jesus. Now, sitting with that statement and presenting it to ourselves as a question, do I love Jesus, is a form of prayer that liberates the heart from its own darkness, because it is only by the gift of fortitude from the Spirit that question can even be asked to us, that do I love Jesus? Prayer is not an optional aspect of life for the Christian. It is an intrinsic element of our lives as Christians. Prayer itself is about asking, not asking in a general way, but asking in the very light of God. We of course, ask God for what we need, like his forgiveness. We ask to see who we are with his eyes. We ask to hear others as God hears us. Remember that the Bible teaches us to ask and then we receive. Prayer opens the heart to the breath of the Spirit, the breath that fans the embers of God's love that resides in each of our hearts, embers that have been gifted to us from the moment of our creation. Prayer allows the arms of the soul to embrace God's profound and necessary gifts of faith, hope, and love. Gifts he yearns for us to have, but cannot force us to receive. He can only offer them to us. This is why every moment of prayer is a response to something God has already done in our lives. We don't merely turn ourselves to God because we want to. We turn ourselves to God because he has allowed us to know that there is someone that we can turn to in our lives. Now, St. John of the Cross wrote, God does not fit in an occupied heart. Prayer is a means of clearing out our hearts so its Lord can fill it with his presence, a presence of love that we know by the person of the Holy Spirit. Our hearts are so precious to God that the ultimate word described to, how do I want to put this? The ultimate word described or prescribed or given by Saint Teresa of Avila in relationship to our heart's ability to be in relationship with God is the word castle. The heart is God's castle. Our hearts are meant for the King of life. Prayer strengthens love and love strengthens prayer. These are mutually needed and beneficial things instilled in our lives by the Holy Spirit, who is the sanctifier. Again, St. Peter tells us through that reading to sanctify Christ in our hearts. That call from St. Peter is a call to trust in and to embrace the work of the Holy Spirit. The Feast of Pentecost is almost upon us. Our readings over the next few days, really a week and a half, our readings are, of course, already preparing us to know, receive, trust, and celebrate the person of the Holy Spirit. Now, as Pentecost approaches, may our trust in the Holy Spirit be strengthened by the prayer of my Carmelite sister, Blessed Mary of Jesus crucified. This prayer she offers up to the Holy Spirit. Source of peace and life, come and enlighten me. I am hungry, come and nourish me. I am thirsty, come and quench my thirst. I am blind, come and give me light. I am poor, come and enrich me. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for being with me today. If you like this podcast episode, click that little subscribe button and then that little like icon if there's one on that platform you're listening to. Also, if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There, my website, thefrankfriar.com. You can find links to my blog posts, my Catholic Stand articles, my different videos on YouTube, social media platforms I use, and all these good things. All this, of course, is on thefrankfriar.com. Of course, you can also email me through that website, too. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.